When we fight,
we win.
What do we want?
Childcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
A coalition of childcare providers, parents, and supporters showed out Monday as budget cuts threatened the vital work of Head Start programs. Head Start is a national free federal program that offers early childhood education, health, nutrition, and support for families with the lowest income and the highest need. Advocates are calling on the federal government to reinstate funding for Head Start Region 9 after the closure of the San Francisco office in April. That office served programs in California, Nevada, Arizona, Hawaii, and other U.S. territories. The call to action is prompted by the long list of child care providers who have already received a pink slip without notice, and with more to be added as coming layoffs are set for June 30th. The Trump administration's funding freezes jeopardize the Head Start programs that operate in all 50 states. Parents who might not otherwise be able to afford child care rely on the program when they go to work or school. Supporters say that highlights just how vital the program is, both for economic stability and for children in vulnerable communities. Ben Uchabra is CEO of Ben's Preschool and president of the Bay Area Professional Family Child Care Network.
Our entire communities suffer when working parents are forced out of their jobs and local child care providers like us shut down. Parents, they're going to have limited career opportunity, especially the moms. You know, they may struggle to advance in their careers if they don't have a reliable, affordable child care. What I've been seeing is our childcare system is really collapsing. Families cannot afford it. And like we cannot, you know, providers cannot sustain it. And the workforce is disappearing. So federal investment is the only solution. Let's invest in childcare now for our kids who are our future.
Supporters say that eliminating funding from Head Start reflects a divestment in our future. Without the care from these providers, who are supporting the country's most at-risk children, there is a fear that more children will fall through the cracks before starting kindergarten. San Jose City Council member Pamela Campos spoke at the rally about how crucial the role of Head Start is in the development of our community's future.
Head Start is one of our community's most effective anti-poverty programs that is helping to build a more financially secure and stable future for our children in our city. Those of us who are here know that when you invest in our children, you are investing in a more resilient and bright future for our community. Economically speaking, this is the best investment we can make into programs and services that are going to bring back a stronger economy, a stronger future.
Head Start programs recognize supporting families as the key to long-term success for children and communities. Clarissa Duhert is director of the parent-led advocacy group Parent Voices Oakland.
You cannot balance a budget on the backs of our babies.
That's right.
You cannot balance a budget on the backs of the people who provide care for our babies.
That's right.
You cannot balance a budget on the backs of the lowest paid workers. We have a state that is the size of a small country, the fourth largest economy, and yet providers are having to close their doors. They're being told that there's not enough.
Advocates are patiently waiting for Congress to release its final budget. They're hoping it will reflect their wish to save the program and invest more in child care, not less. This is Sophia Rysel-Fanny for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.